Accept me.
Accepted.
Boom. Dog.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skip the generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Miller.
And one of these days, we're going to get our YouTube channel back, guys. One of these days, it's still not up yet. I've been working. So, like, I've been just asking. I made a new channel, a new email, yeah. Tried to make a new channel, redid everything on this channel. Okay. Uploaded everything. Within like 15 minutes of me spending 3 hours on this, it got taken down because it was like, this is the same channel that just got taken down. I was like, okay, all right, well, great. So,
I don't know how to get around that.
I'm working on, I guess, I don't know, my agent was like, we acquired like the digital team at this other agency and like they're all young and they think they know how to do it, so they're like trying to figure out how to do it, and I'm like, can we just like jump to the front of the line, please, like please just help us get, like, look, it's not like they're giving us that much money at all. I think they're not giving us, maybe we get like $12 that I put back onto the website for the hosting fees, like, just can you just let us live on YouTube?
Yeah, so
we'll see. I stand by. Hopefully, if everybody sends their good vibrations,
yes,
make it happen.
Maybe it's the universe being like, listen,
chill.
You're old.
Oh my god, I think it's the universe being like, read the instructions. This is what happens when you don't read the instructions.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? Do you know what I found out today?
What?
So my wedding date is on June, the weekend of June 20th. Does that mean anything to you? Because I feel like it should.
I thought it was June. I thought you were doing June 5th.
June
25th.
21st.
25th. 21st. Why 21st? 5/21?
Because it's a long weekend.
Oh,
and
right,
Saturday.
I thought that all the numbers lined up, though, as far as I remembered. I thought that it was like 5/5/5/5/5. And I was like, oh, that so makes sense. You know what I mean?
We tried. Yeah. It just wasn't feasible because of like just how
timing.
Huh. Okay. Numbers of the month went. Anyway.
But no, why would I know?
Because it's the summer solstice.
Oh, that's sick.
I had no idea.
Cool.
And I was like, Sydney's going to be excited about this when I tell
Fuck
her.
Fuck yeah.
That was like a random, who knew?
Yeah.
The summer solstice is between the 20th and the 22nd every year on June. And I was like,
ooh,
my God.
I
look
love
at that.
That.
I know.
It was like on the wedding when there was like the full moon and we were like, we didn't know about this.
I know.
Like,
I was
well,
like,
oh, cool. The universe knew to schedule our thing on this day. Like, that's so cool for you
that's
guys.
That's what
good.
I said. I was like, we picked a good day. This was meant to be.
Good.
So that's exciting. How are you? Tell me about your sweatshirt.
I'm good. This is the sweatshirt that I just got for Valentine's Day. It's the day before Valentine's Day, by the way, but
yeah, we're pre-recording.
Least, you know, unconventional. He also just delivered me 100 roses. But look.
I know. I love it.
Taco Bell, because he proposed to me with a Taco Bell bag.
Wait.
So.
I'm trying to like get a good look at that. Does that say Mountain Dew?
Is that what's happening? No. Remember like we did the Mountain Dew Taco Bell one? No. Remember we did that. We like got all that merch from it.
There's Mountain Dew on it. That's what it. Okay. So I'm right. I said, does that say Mountain Dew? You go, no, it doesn't. I'm like,
yeah, there is a Mountain Dew on it, but it's not the Mountain Dew collab. Remember when they did the Mountain Dew collab and we had,
collab. Oh. The collab. No. No, I was like talking about your sweatshirt. It looks like it's like a Baja Blast.
Oh, it is. I think it is a Baja Blast.
I think it is also.
There's Viva Moss on the bottom. I don't know. I love it.
Where do you purchase that? Where does one get
I don't know. Tyler,
the website?
No, because I think it was from Etsy because it had like a thank you note inside of it. And then it said like, It had like biodegradable baggage. It came in a biodegradable bag.
Yeah, so. Certainly not from Taco Bell.
Not from Taco Bell. Yeah.
But it's sick.
So he went out of his way for that. Yeah.
Wow. I'm so impressed. At 100 roses. That's a real commitment.
I know. And then I see that I have some other gifts, but he says that they're not for me, but I know they are. But he's just holding them out until tomorrow. And I'm like,
that's so nice. I really made out
this year. Yeah.
Oh my God. He's so good with that. Like, he always is getting you flowers and like gifties. You guys are good. I mean, he owes you. You just got him a very expensive gold chain. So
step it up. I'm just going to remind him that that's what I got.
I think he looks down around his neck every day and goes like, I need to be a better man.
That's good.
100 roses.
Yeah.
Yep. What is
long and short, red and white.
Where do you get that?
We're doing the Wagyu steak tomorrow. I've decided also that we, Costco, he got them from Costco.
The roses?
Yeah, they're on the packaging said Costco.
Wow.
They have really great red ones. The white ones are also beautiful, but they're not as pristine as the red ones. Apparently, he knows what areas both flowers came from, of course, because he's him. He's like, these were from Philadelphia. These were from fucking wherever. Oh they God. Both met. Over here, and then they got shipped to Costco together.
Wow.
But so did you do anything for Super Bowl?
I stressed out about this movie that I started yesterday. I was like, do I have time to? I went to Staples to print the schedule, which was like 6 pages. My day out of days, which was maybe 3 pages, and then a script that was 112 pages. Okay. Black and white. It was $90.
Wow.
I tried to print
like $1 a page.
I tried to print 3 copies of the script and some of the pages were colored. It was $300. I went, are you out of your mind? Staples? Staples?
Yeah. It was insane.
I was so upset. I was like, are you kidding me? This is a fucking, like, it's paper.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous. And I did it because I was like, it was a production expense, so I didn't have to pay. Ryan was like, I'll pay you back. I was like, all right, fine. But I was not happy about it. I was like, I can't believe this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ridiculous. I know. I brought Capture to the Park, but we put the game on. I was very upset, actually, because all I wanted to do was watch the new episode of True Detective.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I know, because the Super Bowl was on. And so I went, okay, as soon as it's over, okay, I have 7 minutes till I get to watch the new True Detective. Okay, and then I have like 3 minutes till I get to watch the new True Detective. Then it's a tie. And I'm like, I hate them. I hate them more than I did to start. Now I don't get to watch the new True Detective. I was so mad. I went to sleep and didn't even watch it. I will say, I was like, no one's going to talk about the fact that they both are wearing the same colors. They have the same.
Everyone was just wearing red, which I thought was funny. In
red
the
and like white
like,
and gold.
Red.
I was
just
like,
red. Okay.
I get it. Like, aesthetically, I feel like it's one of the more pleasing Super Bowls we've had in a while because everybody's wearing the same colors.
Yeah.
I did find it confusing as
to who was doing what.
A spectator. Yeah. You know, who cares so much?
That's a woman like, spectator.
Yeah. I was like, what's happening here? I also, did you ever watch Succession?
Yeah.
You did. Why does every coach look like Jeremy Strong?
Which one's Jeremy Strong?
The
little one? The weird one?
No. I mean, they're all weird.
The dad?
The oldest one.
The dad. Oh, the skinny one. The one that is business oriented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every fucking coach looks like Jeremy Strong. I'm like, put a headset and a fucking visor on Jeremy Strong and you could put him on the sidelines of any football game. And I swear, I'm like, they all look exactly the fucking same. Just like nondescript white guy, like with brown hair. They're all they always just look upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, your team is winning. I don't know. Anyway, so that was my Super Bowl experience.
I was supposed to, I've realized this for Super Bowl is that we basically like create our own parties and then we never invite anyone except for ourselves.
Well, that's what you want.
And I know, but I never noticed that. I was like, because me and Tyler like put on a full party.
Love that.
But we did it just for ourselves. And we did the same thing for New Year's. We like, we get all these like lavish foods. We get like dressed up. We do the whole, we make the whole house like themed. And then we don't invite anyone.
It's great.
I called my mom later and I was like, We have wings. We have chips and dip. Like, yeah. Tyler made wings. Like, we have a lot of food. I didn't even think about inviting you.
Oh, my God. Did they come over?
Yeah, it's okay. No, we didn't want to come over anyways. The Super Bowl's doing our own thing. I was like, okay, cool. Well.
Oh, my God. Now we got wings. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, he made really good wings. He made ones that were fried for him because they're still doing the non-gluten.
Fuck yeah.
And I got naked ones and he put them in the smoker and they were really fucking good. Speaking of that, I think I'm going to cut out sugar after Valentine's Day because the gluten's really not like that hard for me.
It's not that hard.
I think it's the sugar. So it also, if I tell myself that I'm cutting out sugar, it gives me the ability to eat sugar tonight and tomorrow.
To binge
openly. Openly eat sugar to binge.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
To then cut it back out.
You know, I will say, I was like, now that I'm just like, I don't know, I'm not like, not really like, something about like being able to have like the oatmeal. Like yesterday on set, I was like, I was kind of hungry, but I was like, I wanted just something. I think I was hungry. I was like tired. I'm really still struggling to figure out when I'm hungry, but I was like, I should eat something. I got oatmeal at breakfast and I got like some raisins and like a little bit of brown sugar. And I ate this oatmeal and I was like, that was so fucking satisfying. Like, that was delightful. Like, are we just sleeping on oatmeal? It was so good. And then I was like, that was like enough sweets for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, I think oatmeal is a great choice. I love like the overnight oats from Costco, the one with the fruit in it.
Oh, I've never had that. This was so like good. Straight has, up. Like, I was like, with raisins in it. I'm like, all right. But if I were going to be like, I can't have fucking sugar, then I wouldn't have been able to eat that. And then I would have come home and just been like, I can't do it. So I was like, all right, it's fine.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm cutting out fake sugar. So
there's that.
I'm assuming I'll do like the following month.
Oh shit!
I already have the Splenda brown sugar, so I could have thrown.
Oh, it's so good.
No problem. Yeah. But did you watch the thing I sent you about oatmeal? About how it's peasant food and it actually drains all the nutrition out of your body.
Who? No. When did you send me this?
It's on Instagram.
This sounds like a Paul Saladino video. Is that what this is?
I used to eat oatmeal every single morning, and then I found out, like, there's a lot of bad shit in oatmeal. Or it's, like, it's just not as good for you. It also, like, if you eat oatmeal in the morning, you're, like, more likely to eat more food throughout the day. Like, you're supposed to wake up and eat something fatty so that automatically, like, your body is, like, staying strong or, like, not, like, wanting sugar. And it, like, sends up the... Insulin spikes, yeah.
Oatmeal
does.
That's true.
And then it's supposed to make you overall, they did like some study and like you eat 80% more if you eat oatmeal in the morning.
Oh yeah. It's, I mean, it's all carbs. It's like, I tried eating oatmeal actually in the morning, like back in the day when I was like trying to figure out what I was going to eat for breakfast. And I was like, I would eat it and immediately be like, I'm so tired. And I was like, I cannot eat this. And like, it's like so carb heavy that I'm like, you know, after you have like a bunch of pizza and you're like, oh, I'm exhausted. Like I'm in like a carb fucking, that's how I was with oatmeal. I was like, oh my God. So that's why the other night I was like, it was like, probably like 6:30 at night when I had this oatmeal and I was like, this is nice. It was nice. Also like cold and room temperature. It was nice. I don't know why I was like really feeling it. So that might be a problem for me. That might be my treat though. But there were like a plate of cookies and rolls and I didn't eat any of it. So I was pretty proud.
Like, yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
I'd be proud of myself.
I'd be pretty proud of you.
Thank you. We got good craft services on this fucking set, I must say. This guy's killing it. Yeah, there's nothing worse than being like, that's lunch. Okay, all right. But this guy has a spread. I mean, breakfast, he's off the rails. He's got an oatmeal bar with like all of the things. He's got fucking eggs, bacon, potatoes, like vegan, non-vegan. That's just breakfast and all fresh fruit. I'm like, this guy is going off. My favorite thing ever is like telling craft services, like, this is amazing. And this guy's life lit up. He was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, this is what they do. This guy's life is like, I feed these people. And I'm like, this shit is bomb. Keep it coming. And he's
good.
Like,
you got your own snack lady.
I do have my own snack lady.
And sure do.
When I tell you, That's like, it can really make or break a set. How good your snack lady is.
Yeah.
People,
your mood, how your mood is that day. Yeah.
There was like a secret crafty that no one knew about. It was like hidden behind a curtain. Yeah. We did run into a bit of a snafu with one of the talent members. Sometimes people have attitudes on set. Sometimes it's fine if you can back it up. But if you can't back it up with the performance, then it's a problem. That's the tea. So
nice.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Tensions were high yesterday on day one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully it turns itself around.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice that for the Super Bowl, they had bottle service tables?
No, I did not watch enough of this. The only time I was watching, it was literally like the game, and then they were just cut to Taylor Swift. And I'm like, I'm not sure why they don't have a separate channel with a live feed of Taylor Swift so that the girlfriends can literally just switch to that. That's, I don't know why they didn't do that. They just play commercials through this live feed of Taylor Swift. That is a missed opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely, actually. Yeah, that's true.
Like, just show me Taylor. Every girlfriend who was there watching for the first time, because Taylor Swift was there, was like, what's Taylor doing? Like, and now Taylor's taking a sip of her beer. I want like a full commentator on like what Taylor Swift was doing also. Like, I feel like that would have been more entertaining to me.
But I think it would have been fun. Or just a voiceover. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah. I'm like, I literally am just sitting here watching Taylor Swift pretend like she knows as like about sports. She knows as much as I know about sports. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Not much. She's like, I support you.
Babe. Go, babe.
Yeah, she's like, go, babe, you're doing great.
Yeah.
I was confused. I don't know. But whatever, man. Well, I'm glad you guys had your own secret party.
Yeah, it was super fantastic. But I did think the bottle service seats were actually really...
What were they? I didn't see them.
They were like, it was like a circular booth, like a bottle service booth. And then there's bottle service girls and everything, because it was in Vegas. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so they like had the whole thing. I was like, that's fucking sick. That would be a cool ass way to like go and see the game. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I like that it was in Vegas. I think that's pretty cool.
That's like literally the mecca of like, I am a young entrepreneur. Like, I'm going to get a table in Vegas at the Super Bowl. Do you know what I mean? Like, who's that guy? That I want to write a sketch about that guy. The guy who's like, I don't sleep. I'm getting a table at the Super Bowl in Vegas. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the guy who gets a table, who's like, you know, the guy that gets a table, who's like, fucking.
But every single person that went to the Super Bowl is that guy.
Well, I know.
The Super Bowl tickets are so expensive.
But it's like even more extra to get a table at the Super Bowl. Think about how much.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, that guy is like the like heightened version of like everything.
Of the douche.
Like,
the
fuck is that guy? Like, that's like Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, I could see him, Dan, for sure.
Yeah. But like, you, that's the
instead
only one.
Instead of the box, he decided to go with the table. Yeah,
I'm like, how many people did he tell?
More people can see me there. More
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, how many people did he like casually tell?
Yeah,
so ridiculous. So that's exciting. I have a stunt double.
Really?
I'm excited about that. Yeah, I get impaled, and apparently I can't do it on my own. I have to have a double. Which is like so weird.
Does she look like you?
She does. She looks like me. It's so weird. She's like my height and my dimensions and like looks like she could be me from the back. And I was like, wow.
Are you like, hey, you're kind of good looking.
I haven't met her yet, but I can't wait to like totally hit on her. You are striking.
Oh my God. Have you ever liked girls before?
Literally the most vain person on the planet. You might be the most beautiful person I've ever seen. I'm playing you.
No way.
So weird. I didn't even know that.
You're so much prettier than me. In case you do think she's prettier than you, then you're like, I don't want her to be my stunt double anymore.
She's not good. We don't like her.
Get her the fuck out of here.
She was like 5 pounds less than I was because I got all of her dimensions and I was like,
You just keep feeding her bread.
I don't think she probably lied.
Yeah.
She probably lied on that.
Probably. Yeah.
I was honest and she lied.
Yeah. You just keep looking like, did you see her thighs are far? They're bigger though. Come on. Come on. Come on. I saw.
We're shooting at the Legion Theater and I've never been there. And when I tell you they did some sort of renovation, this is like, it's like a military theater. I'm going to send you a picture of it. They did some like $1 million renovation on this place and it looks like a Restoration Hardware with like notes of military. And I'm like, this is my aesthetic. Like, this is like the aesthetic our house needs to be. It's so nice. And they have these like decorative nukes that are like, look like you got them at Restoration Hardware. Like they're beautiful. And I'm like, the wallpaper is like, is it a cloud? Is it an atomic bomb? We don't know. Like, it's like all of the furniture is like brown leather, like beautiful. Huh. I'm like, it is so fucking nice in here.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
It's really cool. You'd be like, okay, shit. But it's got like those, you know, they have those, they're not like china cabinets, but they're like arches and they open up and they're glass doors. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They had like a bunch of those with like really cool like little knickknacks and like war things in them. Oof. Books.
I
and
love
I'm like,
those.
I know.
Was it an arch? Was it an arched one?
Yes. They all love a bunch of them. One. I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this really is like fully Restoration Hardware, but like military. It's so silly. I like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. What else, you guys? How's your week going? What are you doing this week?
The trailer got delivered. So now I am finishing out cleaning out my garage.
Oh, did you get your treadmill fixed?
Treadmill. It's like, I've been using it a lot, but it's not fully fixed. But because I want to get the trash and stuff out of the garage before like doing it. Okay. And it's not trash. It's like just stuff that I don't want to donate.
Right.
Dad brought his like trailer over and we're like loading that up. We're getting rid of the shit pool down there.
Really?
Yeah, it's been popped and everything. Yeah.
Wow. What are you gonna do over there? There's so much space.
Oh, down there?
Yeah.
I was thinking about putting like a big ass picnic table.
That's nice.
Like two picnic tables put together and kind of doing like a, I don't know, like Italian vibey, like, oh, everyone goes down there and we like eat family style. But I don't know if that's really realistic. You know?
You're a restaurant now.
Yes. We're down two hills. Yeah. You know?
With all of the food. People are like, I want water. Yeah. Now you have to go back
all
up.
All the plates are different. It's great. Yeah. You know, there's like the lemon tablescape. You know?
Yeah, but of course.
I don't know. Nothing for right now. Our chicken coop came yesterday.
You should put the chickens there.
No, we're putting the chickens closer to the house. And then we have
you need eyes
grow
on them.
Beds are coming. And then I think we're getting this giant, like, floating bed type thing that goes next to that. We're having, like, a whole little redo on one side of our yard.
Oh, my God.
And then our garage is getting redone because we're, like, just taking all the shit out of it, really. That's really all we're doing to it. And then it's going to be our little gym. So
that's amazing. You guys are fucking thriving.
And then we might, today, if the traffic's not bad, we're going to go see about
a car.
Tyler.
A car?
But only if like the payments are the same as the payments he already has.
Wow.
And so that he can get like, some type of car for children.
Oh, like a bigger one.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything all like locked down housewise, like get everything prepped, get that everything all sense. Good.
Oh
get
God.
Everything good to go so that we can like
start fucking getting the process started.
Start fucking.
If you know what I mean. That's so exciting. Oh my God.
Yeah, so we're trying to clean everything out and make everything easier, but as well harder, apparently.
Well, I mean,
so we're like, hey, let's just grow our own vegetables and our own animals.
Fuck it. Why not? Oh. You need them.
But yeah. So that's what we're doing.
That's so good. I love that so much. Oh my God. I'm like, I have nothing even remotely as exciting as that to offer. I have nothing.
You're doing a movie and all that.
I'm like, my bank account balance alerted me today that I had under $100 in my bank account, which has not happened since I was like, maybe 19.
Yeah.
So that's been a real treat.
What was that about? What about your renter and stuff?
I use that I take that money and then I pay my mortgage and then I pay part of this mortgage to live here. And then that's the money that I make.
That's what I make from the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the fucking Facebooks.
Well, I got demonetized and then I haven't like been making, I had to pay my property taxes. And
oh,
then,
yeah, property taxes suck.
And now I have.
And you're paying them alone.
And now I have $84. And I was like, oh my God, this has really never happened. So I'm just trying to like, but I'm also not nervous. I'm like, I should be nervous, but I'm not nervous. Like, I'm like, it's going to be fine. Yeah. But I'm like, this is interesting. That's never happened before. I mean, it has, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So
you're just floating right now. You're taking a minute.
I won't be popping kids out or getting chickens anytime soon is what I'm saying. But I should probably start growing my own food.
Well, don't fucking get any chickens because I'm going to have so many eggs.
I'm not getting any chickens. I can't get chickens. God. I can't even afford a ticket to the peep show at this point.
I'm just letting you know. I was even telling, I was fucking telling Julie, I was like, don't buy any eggs.
No, yeah.
I'm going to have so many eggs.
Gonna barter.
We're
going
to be just popping eggs out of our fucking ear holes.
Honestly,
every day,
I need that.
So
please, we need eggs.
Just bringing up eggs to you.
The good news is,
a household full of boys. But
boys?
Yeah, you live with so many boys. I feel like they just eat eggs. That's what they eat. But I
also eat quite a bit of eggs. So this good. Is, I need like good eggs too. I'm like, I need like, trying to be better.
Farm
like,
fresh.
You know what I mean? Eggs. If you can get them right from your backyard.
Yeah.
The good news is I look like I have my shit together because they put these press-on nails.
Ooh.
Aren't they, like, really nice?
You know what? I actually fucking love the silver tip.
She did a really good job with these, like, press-ons.
I feel like your right hand, or whatever hand that is, looks better than that one.
I think
this
it might just be the
better
angle.
Than that one.
I don't know.
Sharp-ass motherfuckers, too.
Oh, my God.
They're kind of trashy looking. It's like if you put a bunch of trashy stuff on top of nice nails.
Wait,
like
can you
what a finger full of hearts?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, and then really a finger full of just like but just the tip is sparkly.
I kind of like them though. They're very like they're galaxy vibe.
But they're also like what 15-year-old? No, probably younger than that. What 10-year-old did your nails?
They're
sharp as fuck.
They look sharp. I complimented a girl on set for her pants. I said, I like your pants. And she said, thank you. I got them on TikTok. And I said, that might be the most Gen Z thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I didn't know you could buy pants on TikTok. I thought that was like a video for like, I thought it was like funny videos.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
What did I do? What did I do?
I don't know.
Like, sad that I can't buy pants on TikTok.
This thing.
Oh my God. Swear. Actually, I literally, my account balance fell below $100. I'm so happy that every episode I figure out one of the, I feel like
a
I
new
should
one,
be like
yeah.
a, like,
Rainbow?
I feel like if you
That'd
go like
nice.
That, something should happen. Yeah. Who was in the meeting when they decided what this was going to do? I need to know what they were like. 4 o'clock meeting about hand gestures and what effects it's going to happen for Apple.
Yeah.
Like who was the, like the CEOs that were like, this is a feature that needs to be implemented. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
this will spice everyone's life up.
My phone is dead. Like my battery won't hold for a second, but like,
but this, yeah,
that's
go.
Important. This
that's
is important.
Important.
My finger's gone. I'm so confused. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, I can't believe you guys are
going to say something before this whole, before your things start, your party start going off.
Be careful with those things.
I know. Oh something off.
I want to
know
what
mine does it. Mine doesn't do it. It's just you. You're the only one that does it.
Why isn't yours doing it? Do the sad face. Do the thumbs down. Do thumbs up. No, I just got
it. It doesn't like me. It doesn't like me at all.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it only likes you.
You say that good for me.
For you. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have chickens. I got this.
Soon. I don't have them yet, but this house is supposedly fucking huge. So we're going to have to get like people to come over to help us. My dad.
This house? Your house?
Chicken house.
The chicken house. Oh, the coop.
the coop.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, how many are you guys getting?
4 chickens and 1 duck.
Why do you need a duck?
I'm hoping one dies. One of the chickens dies.
That's a terrible thing to say. Why wouldn't you just get 3 chickens then?
I only want 3 chickens, but we're getting 4 because the odds, apparently, a lot of times they die. So,
what are you looking around for? Like CPS? Were you PETA?
I don't know. Well, first I was there was a hawk outside. It freaked me out. And then second, then I was talking because of Tyler, and I don't want him to.
That you wanted, that you have a death wish.
He's the chicken. He's the chicken man. So
he needs 4 chickens because one of them surely will die.
Yeah.
What is this? He wanted to get
5 chickens. He wanted to get 5 chickens in case 2 die. But I assume that all 4 are going to live, and then we're going to have 4 chickens and 1 duck, and we're getting 1 duck because duck eggs are really good for you.
Wasn't he going to be lonely?
No, he has a bunch of chickens. Also, I found out that ducks are really, really dumb. They said that you have to get a duck with chickens because the duck won't know how to fucking eat. And the chicken will teach him how to eat and how to drink and how to do normal things because ducks are so dumb.
Really?
Like, oh, I didn't know that one. He said, yeah, ducks and turkeys.
Do you think the duck is going to think he's a chicken?
I hope so, kind of. I mean, I don't need him wanting to go down to that lake down it.
I have a question. Are you guys concerned at all about the coyotes? Or
that's not? No, because we're building the fence. First of all, it has a roof, so we're not worried about the hawks.
Okay.
Very strong roof. Second, we are creating something that goes down into the ground so that like nothing can go. Yeah, we're creating them so that like the fence, they can't like dig underneath the fence and then get in. So like we're like fortifying this fucking thing. And then also we're getting an automatic fucking door opener and closer. So at nighttime they can go in and then in the morning they'll let us back out. Yeah.
This sounds so expensive.
That's all I can mean. All I can think about is like everything. Like
this is one of the fucking Kardashians. It sounds like they have like a house in Calabasas, but for fucking
they do.
This is insane.
It's big.
Like what?
It's a chicken palace.
They have better security than like most celebrities. This is insane.
Yeah.
What? Oh my god. I hope they all don't die.
I was thinking about
a terrible fear that like you're gonna do this and something's gonna happen. They're gonna like get bird flu and you're gonna just be stuck with 1 duck who doesn't know how to do anything.
Oh my god. Retarded.
Oh my god.
Well, then we'll just get more. You know, we gotta figure it out. We'll work out it as we go. We're thinking about naming them all like family members. And that's great. So, like, I love we could name like dad. So, Craig would be the duck.
Of course.
No.
Kim.
Yeah,
that's kind of great.
Madison.
Yeah.
And then be like, God, Madison's being such a dick today.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a
Madison laid some more eggs.
But then also, like, it's nice because you're doing a nice thing by naming them.
And then you won't have like, Madison died today.
And then you won't have to like name any of your kids after them because you're naming the chickens after them.
I'm going to do that.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like they don't get to complain. They've got a chicken named after them.
Yeah. I also went to Laser Away yesterday.
How was that?
Have you done Laser Away?
A long time ago. It did nothing for me.
Yeah. I did it. And on the way there, I started to be angry about it. I don't know why, but I started to get like aggressively angry about going to Laser Away, which I'm paying for, by the way. I asked them to like sponsor me again.
And they said no.
And they said no. They were like, well, think about it. I was like, you already did once. Remember that one time, but I fucked it up. And they're like, exactly why we're not doing it again.
Not doing that for you.
Okay, great. So then I went. And I was just kind of mad about how expensive it was, first of all. And then
I can't believe you're saying this after the chicken coop that you just described to me. I cannot believe this is coming out of her mouth. Go on.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know.
It's
just,
the principle.
I take the chicken coop. I get the chicken coop. That is something. But this just doesn't seem tangible. I don't feel like I'm going to, will it work? Will it not work? I have to do like 27 like times of this. Like, you better work. Like, I can't tan. And then on top of it, I think what really pissed me off is they contacted me 6 times to confirm the fucking reservation. Yeah. And I was I texted you 3 times saying I would go. Yeah. I did 2 calls. I'm not answering the calls at that point. Yeah. No, you shouldn't. And then even making the appointment, they had contacted me 4 times. And I was like, you need to please stop contacting me.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm like, you're doing too much.
And they make you prepay before going in.
It's too much.
I did get some prepaid for, though. I'm going to see about it.
Okay.
And do a couple times. But yeah, it was something. I didn't like it.
It'll be okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you. I am. No, I really don't like when people confirm with me 400 times. Like my dentist does that. And I'm like, I said I would be there. I'm there.
I already paid you. It makes me feel like you're not good.
Like it makes me feel like, don't you have other things to be doing than confirming with me?
Exactly.
It makes me feel like they don't trust me, which I don't like. I also was like, a friend of mine invited me to her wedding and I couldn't go. So I sent the thing back that said, I can't go. I mailed it. And she had told me, it said it on the thing, send them back by this date. So naturally, I immediately sent it back, way earlier. She was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm just checking in. I really need to know if you're going to come. And I was so offended that she would think that I would wait till the last minute to tell her. I'm like, I sent that in weeks ago.
Yeah.
She was like, what?
Of course I did that.
I was like, God. So who do you think I am that I would just wait to the last second down to the wire? And I was like, I practically did it before you even fucking sent the invitation. I'm like, if I confirm, I'll be there. I'm a woman of my word.
I did confirm on a wedding that I don't think I'm going to be able to go to anymore. I feel really bad. There's an event too that I confirmed on and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. I just feel like a shitty person.
That's okay. Things happen, you know. Things happen. Things come up. That's not the end of the world. It's just
I guess.
Don't fucking confirm with me 7 times.
Did she already put my name down on a table? You know?
Tell her you can't come.
I gotta tell her. I gotta tell her now.
Yeah, you gotta tell her. She better watch this.
Yeah.
Jesus. We have 2 minutes. Do you have any thoughts of the day?
No. Just don't confirm with me 100 times, as you said. And we'll be good.
The more you confirm, the less likely I will be to be there.
I also think that Usher and Beyonce should just stop. Fucking stop. You guys are... Your time passed. People are going to be so upset about Beyonce. A loaded thing to end on. But, don't try to get into country, Beyonce. Stop it. Everybody stop trying to get into country, okay? You guys are ruining it. Talk about...
Oh, my God. No wonder our YouTube channel got taken down. You do shit like this. By just saying, uproar.
Stop it, Beyonce, and you guys are ruining country.
Well, I don't even know what's going on.
You guys are out here cosplaying country people. It's fucking knocking off.
What is happening? I don't know what you're talking about, but I need to watch whatever it is you're referencing because now I'm excited.
Beyonce wants to come out with a country album next. She just announced that she's coming out with a country album next.
Since when?
Since Super Bowl. Now she's also on Twitch, by the way. And I'm just chill out, Beyonce.
You're doing too much. You're already the best at everything.
Just chill out. Fuck.
We're going to get kicked off. Okay, guys, with that, we leave you. Love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.